Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. Welcome back to What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our super short episode where we break down what is going on this week. And we still have our short episode of Ask Us Anything later in the week. And the end of the week, our big tips episode. So what is going on this week? Well, I saw this headline and I actually thought it was a joke. So Comcast announced, and this is real, they announced this week that they're coming out with something called Stream Saver. Yes. What is Stream Saver? Stream Saver is a streaming bundle where you're going to be able to get Peacock, which is the streaming service from Comcast, along with Netflix and Apple TV. You're going to be able to get all three and be able to get it at a deep discounted price in this new bundle called Stream Saver that's coming out later this month. Why did I think this was a joke? Because isn't that cable TV? Isn't that exactly what cable TV is? Is a bunch of bundles. So you don't pay for all the channels separately and you get them at a discount. We literally took what we do on cable TV and we've moved it over to streaming. And this is the world that we're in. And it's just going to be more and more bundles. It is unbelievable. So yeah, look out for Stream Saver, which is a good deal because I'm subscribed to way too many things. I'm subscribed to all three of these. If I can get it for less money, I'm all in. Why not? So what else is going on this week? Well, there's still all these reverberations from last week with the release of ChatGPT 4.0 that came out last week. And now this is all for free. And I think marketers need to pay a little bit more attention to the changes that came out with ChatGPT 4.0. We just spent time in the last few days working on ChatGPT 4.0 and found something super cool that you can now do that you couldn't do 2 weeks ago, and it's 100% for free. So on ChatGPT 4.0, you can upload images. That's one of the big changes that you can do on ChatGPT. Literally, you just go to ChatGPT where you write a prompt. There's a little button there to upload an image. What we did, though, was we tested how smart is ChatGPT at predicting an A-B test for email marketing. So we actually did this 200 times. We took 200 campaigns where we knew the outcome, how good or bad an A-B test did, which email was the winner, right? So we took 200 of these different campaigns that we had where we knew the winner, and we uploaded the campaigns to ChatGPT. We didn't tell it which one was going to be the winner. And we said, which of these is going to do better? And we told it what the desired outcome was, what the goal was of each campaign. And we said, predict which one's going to do better, which version A or B, and tell us why. Well, here's what blew our mind. We uploaded 200 of these campaigns. It got it right 88% of the time. It picked the right winner of which creative did better 88% of the time. This blew our minds. But as a marketer, what does this mean? You can upload images. You can upload your email creative, your social media creative, any type of marketing creative and say, what do you think of this creative? And tell me what's good or bad about it and give me suggestions about how to fix it or what I should be testing. And I think if you're not leveraging ChatGPT 4.0, the new version, for things like this, you are missing the boat. This is wild. It is free. You just got to go to chatgpt.com. So what else is going on this week that's interesting? Well, I am very worried about J-Lo and Ben Affleck. For those of you who don't know, obviously they're married, okay? But there's been lots of pictures and stuff where they have Ben not living at home. They say he has a new home. And there was a picture this weekend where he had no wedding band on. That's not good. I'm worried about them. Ben seemed a little bit out of it at the Netflix roast. I got to be honest, with Tom Brady. So I'm very worried about J-Lo and Ben Affleck. I'm a big Bennifer fan. So this sucks. We'll see what happens there. What else is going on? I saw that Amazon announced that they're going to be coming out with a prequel to Legally Blonde. It's going to be about Elle Woods in high school. And it's called Elle. This is awesome. I'll watch that. That doesn't say much that I'll watch it because I'll watch just about anything. Total garbage, right? But I'm into that. So that's what's going on this week. Make sure to check out our Ask Us Anything and our tips episode at the end of the week. Appreciate you being here. Leave this thing a review. Thanks a lot. Have a great week.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.